From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Korean new president Moon Jae-in was sworn in Wednesday and is preparing, he said, to travel to Pyongyang under the right conditions to ease tensions with North Korea over its nuclear and missile programs.
한미동맹은 더욱 강화하겠습니다.
In his inaugural address, Mr. Moon said he's also committed to strengthening the alliance with the U.S. while also seriously negotiating deployment of the U.S. THAAD anti-missile system. Mr. Moon won a landslide election victory Tuesday, taking the lion's share of the youth vote. Turnout exceeded 80%. Nursing student Min Soo Kim in Los Angeles is excited.
I was really happy because I figured out that he is being a president today at 10 o'clock. And I had a class that time, so I just like, yay, everyone, see, he got it. Yeah, so we are so happy. Like, my age friends are really happy right now.
Will his engagement approach with North Korea clash with U.S. policy? Bruce Bennett is an analyst with the RAND Corporation.
It depends. President Trump has been talking on and off about negotiating with North Korea. It's not entirely clear that it is contrary to U.S. policy. It's certainly different from what many Americans have been expecting in terms of a hardline policy of possible military strikes.
Mr. Moon takes power in the wake of the March ouster of predecessor Park Geun-hye on a trial in a corruption scandal that forced her from office. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir has sacked his army chief, Paul Malong, replacing him with General James Ajongo, an ethnic minority Luo. Civil war has plagued the country since late 2013 when Mr. Kiir Odinga fired his vice president Riek Machar in Newer. Several senior army officers resigned in February, accusing Malong of conducting an ethnic war. This is VOA News.